Well, now, you may have a good idea where the geographic center of the United States lies, but can you name the population center? Well, the answer, as announced today by the Census Bureau, is Phelps County, Missouri. As it has ever since the first census in 1790, the population center shifted further to the south and the west. But census officials say that last year's figures show rapid growth throughout much of the United States. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
After each census, the government calculates where an imaginary flat map of the United States would balance perfectly if everyone weighed exactly the same. This year, the central point for the nation's 281 million residents is in a rural area of Missouri, just east of a tiny town called Edgar Springs. That's about 35 miles southwest of the 1990 center and 1,000 miles southwest of Chestertown, Maryland, where the first population center was located in 1790. Jerry McBride is the just-retired state representative from the Edgar Springs area. He says the region is largely wooded with rolling hills and cattle farms, and that it's not much different from 100 years ago.
Surprisingly enough, it hasn't increased or decreased a great deal. It has just basically stayed the same.
But that certainly can't be said of most other places. The nation grew by almost 33 million people over the last decade. That's the largest increase ever. And the rate of growth was faster than it's been since the 1960s. The Census Bureau says the increase was due in part to more births and deaths, but also to a larger-than-expected number of immigrants. Mark Perry is a census demographer. He says there were big differences in where the growth occurred. He points to a large map dividing the United States into counties. Those that lost population are orange, and the pattern is clear.
A band of counties in the Great Plains area, stretching from the Mexican border to the Canadian border, lost more than 10% of their population during the decade. These counties are primarily rural, sparsely populated counties, and in most cases, non-metropolitan.
Perry says many areas in America's heartland have been losing population for decades, but the decline has slowed since the farm crisis of the 1980s. He also says that growth in Midwest urban areas more than offset the population loss. In fact, for the first time in 100 years, every state in the nation gained population, according to the census. By far the most rapid growth was in the South and West. On the same map, Perry points to purple-colored counties, or those that grew more than 50%, and another pattern emerges.
The fastest-growing counties were in Georgia, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada.
Perry says Nevada grew the fastest of any state, 66%. But despite the shifts in population, the nation remains largely urban. 80% of the population can still be found in metropolitan areas. Almost a third of the nation lives in the nine largest metropolitan regions, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. Paul Mackin is a geographer with the Census Bureau. He says that more urban growth occurred in the suburbs than in the inner cities, but he says 8 of the 10 largest cities did grow in size. New York City, the nation's largest, surpassed the 8 million mark for the first time ever. But Mackin says these weren't the fastest growing urban areas.
All of which were located, perhaps not surprisingly, in the west or in the south. Among all metro areas, Las Vegas, Nevada was the fastest growing by far. It grew by an astonishing 83% over the 10-year period.
That report from Pam Fessler of NPR News. This is NPR, National Public Radio.